Good stuff, Robbie. You like that?
I like that. I like that. Where'd you find that?
That is Gigi. I found that in an independent record store in New York City that used to play just new releases that they liked. And so that was produced by Herbie Hancock. Ooh. And Gigi, I believe, is Ethiopian. Okay. So the whole album is just A+, extraordinary.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah. Good choice. Rebel Robbie with us. If you want to donate to Rebel Robbie, go onto the kxfmradio.org website. Look for the link that says Rebel Robbie, and you can donate there. I could not be happier that you brought in your amp and your guitar, and you're going to play some acting. You're going to play some live. I always look forward to you playing with us, man. I really do.
I'm hoping doing it enough times, I'll learn how to play, you know, catch on.
You're way too modest at that point, way too modest. So he's whipping out this amazing axe. Absolutely beautiful guitar, by the way.
This is a 52 reissue.
Wow.
Of a Telecaster. It is swamp ash, so it's lightweight, but it's not, you know, if it was original, it'd probably be, I don't even know what, 10 grand or something?
It looks like 10 grand right now.
I feel like $1 million.
It looks like 10 grand. So we're plugging him in right here. What song are you going to play for us?
Gosh, there's a handful. There's a handful of songs I could do. Let me see.
All right.
But let's tell stories, and let me get this little baby going. And how are the locals doing with the rain? Those people that live on hills.
Well, I got to tell you, so far so good.
Really?
No kidding. We expected a lot worse.
I know.
You know, I saw some trash cans being washed down Bluebird Canyon. I saw, you know, you expect to see that stuff, but nothing horrible so far. And knocking on wood here, nothing
yeah,
bad.
For
nothing,
sure.
Nothing horrible so far.
Well, that's good, because I'm looking up and I'm seeing tarps and canyons, and I'm seeing homes on, you know, cement foundations. And I've always wanted to talk to architects about that. How do you secure a home with so much square footage on these ledges?
Right. Especially these ledges that several years ago gave way during and after the rains. It wasn't during the rains that this happened. It was like a week after, when the ground was soft and saturated. That's when it happened. So we're still on this vigil. Yeah. But fortunately, I think since it happened then, a lot of people are really, really tuned into protecting their house ahead of time. The sandbagging, all of that stuff.
Did you say tuned in?
I did say tuned in, yeah.
All right. Well, should we play another song? Should I play a song? You want to keep it moving?
Completely up to you. I see that you're tuning. Tuning in right now.
For those of you tuning in,
man, if you want to go another song, we can go another song. You want to do that?
We can, and then I'll play one. But I wanted to say something quickly that we had changed out one of the songs because of the weather. And this song is called, do you have Rain There by The Cult?
I do.
Okay, The Cult. Do. Early 80s, great, great stuff.
We'll be right back.
I love that you're tuning toward the end of that song. I absolutely love that.
Time to tune in. Yeah.
And you know what? There's nothing better than hearing a really cool song like we just did with The Cult and Rain, and having someone like you go, all right, now here, listen for the harmony. Very cool. We obsess in this room.
We obsess.
All right, what do you got for us, man?
Well, so we're here because this radio, to my understanding, this station, which has been here quite a while, really is funded by donation, right?
Yeah.
That's my understanding.
It's the generous donations of this community and those that listen wherever they might listen.
Yeah, and it keeps it local. I know they do a lot for local bands. They're always on site for events. I saw you at the Sawdust Festival last time, I think.
Yes.
So it's just very cool to have that community vibe and people paying attention to what's happening locally,
right,
and supporting it.
Yeah, it's the music, it's the entertainment, it's all of that, and it's also the you're right, the vibe of the community. I spend the first 2 hours of the morning talking about important stuff, talking to important people, and meeting people from all walks of life in our community. I absolutely love that, man.
So we're talking about Concrete Blonde coming up shortly, and you really like that song, but you knew it already.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to follow Concrete Blonde around wherever they would play. I was there at a show.
You would wake up and smell the concrete.
I would wake up and smell the concrete. Exactly.
I got a funny story about Johnette. So she's one of my absolute favorite vocalists, lyricists, writers, bass player, musicians. And I went to see her solo, and I was kind of like babbling, right? Because I was a little bit starstruck.
Right.
And I had, the only thing I had, because I wanted her to sign something for me, I had a receipt from the gas station. So I said, do you think you could sign this? I had a Sharpie or something. And she goes, sure, I'll give you $100 if you can tell me what she wrote, two words. Because she's a little bit.
And I'm able to say those words on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And I kind of gave it away with what she signed.
Now you're doing your eyebrows. Now I'm not, I'm lost. What was it?
This is what she wrote on my receipt. Got gas? JN.
Oh,
and it's in a frame. I thought it was funny. But she doesn't care. She's just a legend no matter what.
There you go.
As far as I'm concerned. Is that my song?
Yeah.
Oh, that was easy.
Yeah, there you go.
Nobody but you is right for me. Nobody but you is meant to be. I've looked and I've looked, I still haven't found nobody but you. Who stick around, and like the flowers blown through the field, nobody but you is keeping it real. Like morning tides, just sunlight through the window, and a simple ray of hope. Nobody but you could know how I feel
nobody but you is keeping it real. I looked and I've looked, I still haven't found nobody but you who's sticking around.
Tell me about that song.
Well, it's idealism in its rawest form. It's just this idea that there is a person that gets you without words, and they get you without an agenda, and they get you without really like needing something other than just a human being being a human being. Right. So the idea was, I had a connection with this person that I felt like it was beyond words. We didn't have to talk about it or explain it or anything. It just was. Right. So sort of an homage to that organic thing that supersedes
that connectivity.
Yeah. That supersedes, I think, a lot of the distractions in society.
Right.
We're so distracted by all these things. Right. And what about just human connection?
You and I get along for that reason right there, dude.
Oh, okay.
That's the reason that I stop you on the street and go, dude, I love you. I swear, that is the reason right there. I'll let the audience love you without me having to go, hey, I love this guy. I just let the audience love you like I do, man. That's pretty cool.
I appreciate that, Ed.
That's
thank you.
Deep, man. Thank
love
you.
Back to you.
Thank you very much. I'm feeling it. And if you're feeling love for Robbie, he is not just a local musician. You'll see him everywhere. But yeah, we take pride in the fact that he's from here, that he's, well, he's here with us.
Yeah.
We take pride in that here in Laguna Beach. And if you're digging him right now, you can donate to the radio station. Go online, kxfmradio.org. Look for Rebel Robbie. Donate to his hour. What do you got for us? What are we going to do next?
Let's play the John and Nepal, Concrete Blonde song, and then if you want, I'll play another or whatever works.
Yeah, let's do it all.
Yeah. Just, yeah. Oh my gosh, and the guitar solo in this song, Mankey.
Cry.
What a great choice that was, man. What a great choice.
Thank you, sir. All right. Yeah, that was Concrete Blonde. Absolutely iconic.
Oh.
And Ed and I are just geeking out on the depth of the lyrics, right, the tone of the guitar, the expression, the singing of the guitar solo, the melody.
Right. Now, you say something that we should actually catch and we capture. You say the singing of the guitar solo. Tell us what we're hearing.
I think it happens in any of the greats, you know, whether it's jazz or rock or whatever style, classical. The instrumentalist is singing. They're singing that melody, and that's what makes it human and impactful.
Right.
And Mankey from Concrete Blonde does that right, left, and center, whether it's Joey or Caroline or Wendy.
Wendy, which is a hard song to get through, man. There's some deep lyrics in Concrete Blonde music, period. They're just the deepest lyrics.
I know. So do we want to go super deep on a rainy day in case people are feeling deep? I kind of like to. It's
whatever you want. This is your takeover to do with as you please.
Taking it over.
I shouldn't even be talking now, man.
No, but you're Ed. We got to talk.
Well, I've finally come home to so many years away. The dew on the grass this morning helped me forget yesterday. The surfing and the sun helped to unite what came and done. My heart's to fill the dreams, held the chosen one. I'm coming home like I'd never gone. Bonfire in the winter and the streetlights are still on. Coming home like I'd never gone. Surfing through the summer and the barbecue is on. Well, the tide's high on the coastline, there's mermaids there, some say. The most beautiful girl in the whole wide world just now passed my way. I say she's living proof, but perception's up to you. Finally back home, and it all feels brand new. Coming home like I'd never gone. Bonfire in the winter and the streetlights are still on. Coming home like I'd never gone. Surfing through the summer and the barbecue is on. I still think of you until this day. The city streets, the rain washed away. I think of you. Like I'd never gone.
I can't help but have looked in your eyes as you're singing that song, man.
They're closed.
Yeah, they are closed. They were closed the entire time. You want to elaborate on that song a little bit and tell us maybe?
Well, I close my eyes so I don't overthink it.
Okay, all right.
I'm like, okay, well, maybe someone's listening on the radio and I'm playing this. That's why, but... and also it's supposed to slow down the brainwaves.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So by closing your eyes, your brainwaves are supposed to go from like caffeinated,
right?
Or like super active,
right,
to more long, right. wider waves. I think that's what I read.
For those of you driving right now, don't try that.
Don't try that.
Don't try that in the car.
elaborate about the song. The song is, well, it could be a metaphor for coming home on the inside, coming back to your values, coming back to things that matter to you. Right. It could be geographical. I actually wrote it with a geography in mind, and I think I played that song on here before years ago, but it was from coming back from New York City to California. And one thing about New York City, for people who have lived there or spent time there, it's very self-referential. You know, you have the coffee cups. I love New York, and it's very insular. It's so much activity and stimulation that it's easy to forget about the rest of the world when you're there.
Right.
It really is, and it's all-consuming. And I can remember coming back for Christmas or family events and stuff here and going, barefoot on the beach, coffee, book, dog.
Right.
I don't need anything else. Right. Who am I kidding? And then I get back there, and it's like overload, overload, overload. So it's about the simple things and finding the value in simplicity.
Right. All right. Very
yeah.
Cool. Very cool. Can you write on a crowded airplane?
Yeah.
Can you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that, I think of it as like scrapbooking. So if you see things that are compelling for whatever reason, or you find beauty in the mundane and you write those things down, and then they have some sort of pentameter,
right,
or some sort of, flow or rhythm, then I think that's kind of what it is. I mean, a lot of the movies that I like are that way. Right. You know, they're montages, they're images, they're image driven. And right. I think songs or lyrics are image driven too.
Right.
Should be.
You got to donate to the Rebel Robbie's Hour. You really do, man. This is a treat for us here to have you come in with a guitar and play live for us on top of some of your favorite songs and the reasons that you love them. Go to kxfmradio.org, pull down the link for Rebel Robbie and donate that way.
Yeah, we got to support the station that supports musicians, that's independent, and that supports the community.
Yeah.
Amazing station. I love this place.
Yes. Corporate radio and corporations have forgotten, have neglected musicians, much like yourself. People with a lot of talent, man, that should be out there, should be out there a lot more, you know? So, thank you for that, by the
thank
way.
Thank you, Ed.
What do you got coming up next?
Let's see. What do we have next on the playlist? I think TSOL, right?
Yeah, you got TSOL.
Okay, this is Joe Wood's TSOL. Can we talk about it?
Yeah, let's.
Okay, so TSOL are California icons. I think they were out of like Long Beach or I think it was Long Beach, Jack Grisham and Ron and those guys. But at one point, I know that Joe married Jack's sister.
Okay.
And Joe took on the moniker of TSOL for 10 years. And the early stuff, some of the stuff I'm going to play is outstanding. Change Today, outstanding. Revenge, outstanding. And then kind of went in a very commercial vein, kind of a metal vein, because that's what was selling at the time. But this album in particular, just as always, I think it's so well done. The production, the guitar tone, the melodies, the counter melodies, the bass lines. It's dark, but it's so good.
Let's hear it now.
All right. No Time.
That's hardly it. That was the Chiffons, and that's for some reason I lost the signal there. Let's try this one more time. I'll have you do something while
right.
I fix this.
Doolang, doolang.
He's so fine.
Here it is. That tone. It reminds me of skateboarding a pool.
Yes.
Which I've never done.
Hear these children cry. Did anyone tell me a lie today? Did anyone open up their eyes? Did anyone all feel the pain today? Did anyone see these children die? No. Did anyone see our country starve today?
No time. of country died today. Well, I have a broke down and cried. Now, tomorrow, too late, and I'll tell you I can't wait. There is no time.
No, no, there is no time.
Now, tomorrow, too late, and I'll tell you I can't wait. There is no time. There is no time. Go!
There is nothing cooler than geeking out to a song with you and you having, oh, here's a drum. Oh, check it out. There we go.
Obsessed.
Yeah, totally, totally cool. No time. What a great choice. Another great choice.
Thank you.
I want to remind the audience that for just a couple of minutes, I think that there, too many people are trying to donate at this point, which is a great thing.
Great problem to have. Thank you.
Yeah, it is. So what the lobby has asked is if you want to donate right now, you can call directly. Go ahead and call the lobby at 949-715-4859. Alyssa and Erica and operators are standing by.
They sure are.
949-715-4859 is the lobby to donate for now until we, I guess, clear the traffic. Is that what happens on the internet?
It
you
happens.
Clear traffic on
yeah.
a website? All right. So, yeah, that's pretty cool.
All right.
That's pretty cool. Right on, man.
Want another song? You want to tell stories?
I whatever you, again, your hour to do with as you please.
I'm going to play a song and we'll tell stories.
All right, right on.
All right, so many years ago, I went up to Rincon to surf.
Okay.
Okay, famous break, right break up there. I'd never been out there and I drove through a lot of traffic and the whole thing, right? And I got there and I couldn't see the break from where I was parked. So I walked down the hill and I get there and it's super low tide. Like rocks are showing the whole thing. And I was so bummed out. I said, damn the torpedoes. I'm still going to go out in the water because I drove all the way up here, right?
Cojones.
And I was kind of in a funk, you know, and all of a sudden this pod of dolphins literally is probably 6 to 8 feet from me. No joke. And they're right there and they're going very slowly. And I was going really slow to kind of try to touch a dorsal fin and then they'd move ahead a little more. But I was like, this is reminding me to just quiet down and just be grateful.
Yeah.
I'm in the ocean. I'm here. So this song is called Dolphins.
Love that.
Is that okay for you?
Sounds great.
Hey, just look. The sunset's rolling in. For now, we can stop running there. Beyond the break are the dolphins. They swim and glide away. Hey, just look, the moonlight shining down. For now, there's no one else around, just you and I tonight. Naked in the full moonlight as we dance, though the night'll never end. Be together to the end. Oh, the night'll never end. Though the night'll never end, we'll be together to the end. Though the night'll never end. what you're meant to be. The voice that's inside me wants to be set free. Like dolphins, you and me, we're free spirits and free souls. The world may never know how we dance, though the night'll never end. We'll be together till the end, though the night'll never end. And we danced, though the night'll never end. We'll be together till the end, though the night'll never end. We'll find hope, we'll find peace, we'll find joy, like dolphins out at sea.
It's Rebel Robbie's Takeover. And it's 949-715-4859, the number to call and donate. I found it fascinating that when you're out there with the dolphins, and I love being out there. I'm a kayaker. I love to be out there. Mm-hmm. That you took that moment to know you had to slow down. I'm curious, have you always been so introspective and self-adjusting? Or has this been something that happened and turned you that way? Or has this kind of always been the Rebel Robbie?
Mm-hmm. I think it's when you make enough mistakes, right. You're forced to slow down.
Yeah.
Like this knee, right. This knee got tackled because I made a careless mistake of thinking I was going to go into a pit, a slam dancing pit, for fear at the belly up.
Right.
And I said, I'm of course.
Right. I'm going to tell the audience he limped. He limped in here today. He actually came up the stairs limping and limped into the studio today.
It's all wrapped. Yeah. It's all wrapped up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you make mistakes. And so I'm only bringing that up because that sort of illustrates your point.
Right.
It forces one to slow down. I can't move fast right now.
Right.
So I've got to go, okay, well, here's a step and here's this and here's that. You got to slow down.
Right. Yeah.
We're not getting old. I mean, it can't be
that. No. It isn't that at all. It is just a matter of adjusting your speed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, Guy, there's a really great lyric by Morley, and she says, softly, slowly, things aren't always going as fast as in your mind.
Good lyric.
Yeah, and it's a really cool groove the way she does it, but I remember hearing that going, wow, how often do our minds race?
Yeah.
Either to prevent something or to be ahead or this or that, or you've got so many things to do, but the world or the reality in front of us, it's not going that fast.
Right. It would seem that our minds race at a constant. It seems to me it's a constant for us. And that's a great line, man. Great line. Well,
that's
used.
Morley.
Well utilized.
What next time we do a thing, let's play some Morley. But for today, we already have our set list. So what's next?
All right. Next, you have one of my favorite writers and singers of all time, Tom Waits.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So tell us about your attraction to Tom Waits, please.
Okay. Well, when I was in high school, I was buying a lot of punk records at Vinyl Solution on Beach Boulevard in Huntington Beach. And Drac, the owner, is like an encyclopedia. And one day I'm thumbing through the imports, the English stuff, and all of a sudden Underground came on by Tom Waits. If you don't know it, it's like, rattle big black boat. I was like, oh my gosh, what is this? And he had these huge speakers in the record store, right? And it sounded like the foundation of the building was going to fall. And I said, what are you listening to? And he goes, put all that stuff down. You need Tom Waits. And ever since then, I've been enamored by him.
All right, let's get you some Tom Waits right now. Great choice.
Oh, and the lyrics on this. Oh. How do your pistol and your Bible and your sleeping pills go?
$3 for $1 with a real life. take them back. Take them back to your red house. For that fearful leap into the dark. Well, I did my time in the jail of your arms. Now Ophelia wants to know that she
feel good songs.
I believe Tom Waits would have been successful in any decade of music, anywhere. There's just nowhere he doesn't fit for me.
Yeah,
really.
And I think that he references the best stuff. I've read several books on him, and he grew up in San Diego where his dad would take him to a lot of Banda.
Right.
Restaurants that had Banda bands, 5-6 piece bands. So when you listen to like Swordfish Trombones or some of the early stuff, it has kind of that polka backbeat,
right,
or the Banda backbeat. He grew up absorbing that.
Right.
And then, of course, the beats, you know, Allen Ginsberg, Jack Kerouac, and so forth. Oh, and also, what's his name? Professor at Harvard, heroin addict. What's his name, the writer?
A professor, Harvard, heroin addict. We should get it from those three. My God, you know, we should.
William Burroughs.
Okay.
Didn't he? I thought he taught at Harvard for a while or something. Very brilliant.
He did heroin.
I'm pretty sure it was a big part of his pastime. You know, like you and I have an iced tea.
Right. And he's like, all right, yeah. Here, tie me up. All right.
Ooh. So do you know the song?
I'm ready for it.
All right, this one's called Footprints.
All right.
Friendships are like footprints on the seashores of our hearts. Walk into the distance, walking under stars. Some stay for a moment,
Some may fade with time. I'm so thankful that you've been here. Thankful that you're mine. All for love and the reasons for living. Friends for life. We've come so far forgiving. Are like a freshest book. Each chapter starts anew. So many stories, trials and glories have been forged with you. So my friend, till we meet again, you're always in my heart. Thankful for all you've been for me. Thankful for all you are. All for love and the reasons for living. Friends for life, we've come so far forgiving. Life moves so quickly these days, it's barely time to breathe. There's work to live and to love, how much do we really need? Life moves so quickly these days, there's barely time to breathe. We work to live and to love. How much do we really need for love? Reasons for living. Friends for life. We come so far forgiving. All for love. Reasons for living. Friends for life. Friends for life. Friends for life. Friends for life.
What's your state of mind when you're writing your best music? Are you in a dark place when you write your best music?
I don't know what my best music is. Right. I like too many kinds of music, so right. I go back and forth between world music and like just four chords and the truth, right? Or hopefully. The introspective usually comes from pain. Okay. Usually comes from being like having questions, not understanding why people are the way they are,
right.
Or right. Why things happen in life the way they happen or when they happen.
Right.
I think there's a lot to be said for writing songs when you feel good. That's a great thing.
Right.
But
is it easy? Is it harder?
I don't know.
Do you find one easier than the other? I would think writing, and again, I don't write music, but I would think writing from darkness lends to a need to get it out there.
Yes, it's a need. It's a deeper and heavier emotion for sure.
Right.
So whether it's grieving or anger or resentment or whatever, shame, it's heavier, so it feels more substantial.
Right.
I'm not sure that it's more true,
right,
per se. I think the truth is usually lighter.
Right.
But I think it forces, like, why else would someone sit down for hours on end and trying to figure out something?
Right.
You know, unless it's an IKEA furniture or something, you know?
So the guitar itself, and I want to ask you just the dumb guy off the street question, a guy who doesn't play guitar. That's a Fender.
Yeah.
Okay, and the sounds that come from a Fender, would you expect different sounds to come from different model guitars, different, an Ibanez, whatever kind of the guitar makes, a Les Paul, whatever.
Yeah.
You get a different sound from that?
I notice a very different sound between a Strat and a Tele.
Hey.
But we're not talking about the amp. We're
right.
not talking about any effects. We're not talking about all that stuff.
Right.
It seems that the go-to is P90s, like especially in a Les Paul.
Right.
I don't own a Les Paul. I understand they give you back problems.
Oh.
They're beautiful, but they're so heavy.
Okay.
But they're, you know, right. And there's a lot of people that play them, but I just, this is it's called Swamp Ash. It's very, very light wood for how solid it is.
Right.
It could be a good weapon, you know?
Yeah. in case somebody comes up and rushes you on stage and wants
to,
right, yeah.
Yeah. I grew up listening to the Altar Boys, which were out of Orange County. They were a Christian band.
Right.
And it was how I got to go to shows when I was like 9 and 10 years old. So the Altar Boys, A-L-T-A-R, would play When You're a Rebel and Gut Level Music
right.
at the churches. So I could tell my parents, hey, I'm going to go to the church. Meanwhile, we were still pogoing and slamming whatever the hell, everything right. else a seventh grader does.
Right.
But Mike Stand played a Telecaster. And then later on, I saw Springsteen playing a Telecaster. A lot of people. And I just love the grain of the wood and just the aesthetic of these. Oh, Prince.
Yeah, Prince.
Famously had an amazing Telecaster with a tortoiseshell inlay and the whole thing. So I've always loved Telecasters. There's something quintessentially iconic about it. Same with the Strat. But
right. This is Rebel Robbie, and it's his Takeover Hour. We are doing Takeover from now until Friday, now through Friday. If you want to donate, we're going to keep you off the website for just a minute in donations. I want you to call the lobby. We have operators standing by right now at 949-715-4859, 949-715-4859. Coming up on 11 o'clock, what do you got for us?
Well, what else do we have on the playlist?
We can roll through a bunch of stuff, actually. The 11 o'clock here is, I'm totally happy to roll into an 11 o'clock. On your playlist, you've still got, you've got some Jeff Buckley, you've got Roy Orbison, you've got, oh my God, you've got the Robert Plant Alison Krauss song.
Oh, phenomenal.
Yeah, you've got some good stuff, man.
Well, if anybody calls in right now with a donation and they either want Roy Orbison, Robert Plant, and Alison Krauss, or Jeff Buckley, we'll give it to you.
Yeah. And by the way, if you want to call in and talk to Robbie, you can call in on this line. And I'm finally going to answer the phone in the studio. I never answer this
phone. How cool.
949-715-5936. You can call in, talk to Robbie, request a song. 949-715-5936. Call in and talk to Robbie in the studio. Or you can just donate directly into the lobby. 949-715-4859.
Why don't I do a little outro song then?
All right.
And we can find those songs. We were going to play So Real by Jeff Buckley, Only the Lonely by Roy Orbison, and Quattro.
Quattro.
What a song. Yeah,
that's going into my personal stash as soon as you walk out of here.
Yeah. Let's see. A little crunchy on the guitar. Okay. So,
like an itch I cannot scratch, cold feelings coming back. Like a bank vault to a safe, I'm in need of an embrace. Like a jail cell solitude, bars cover my heart too. Shall I let you in, or must we remain apart? Oh yeah, oh yeah, the distance feels like bars. Oh yeah, oh yeah, bars over my heart. Like an island far from me, I hear her words yet cannot see. Her charcoal eyes and holy kiss, a touch like heaven that I miss. Like those images I once had, some were happy, some were sad. And still this place inside in need of some expansion. Bars, like bars, bars over my heart. Bars, just bars, bars over my heart. What does it mean? Oh, the hard things that we have seen. When love, 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 love keeps us together. Completes me and sets me free. She completes me and sets me free. She completes me and sets me free. She completes me and sets me free.
That was beautiful.
Thank you, sir.
That was beautiful, man. All right, so before I let you roll out of here, we got a call from Chris who didn't want to go on air, but said, hey, you got to play the Robert Plant, Alison Krauss. So we'll roll through that as you're walking out the door. And by the way, where are you going to be? Are you anywhere locally that we could see you?
There's a handful of dates at the Dana Wharf Wine Cruise.
Ooh, yeah.
Right out of Dana Point. Yeah. It's so much fun. It's on Fridays from 5:30 to 7:00. You pay for your ticket, and you get to taste organic wine from Laguna Beach.
Yes.
And I don't remember the name of the winery, but Wine and Cheese, if you want a wine.
Very nice.
And I play music.
Oh, very, very cool. So, what a great atmosphere, man.
It's so cool.
That's
and just to be on the water is everything.
Right.
You know, so those, I think they're consecutive Fridays coming up in March. We're playing at Hotel Cafe in L.A. on the 22nd as a Bowie tribute.
Oh.
We're going to play Moon Age Daydream and Rock and Roll Suicide.
Yes.
And then, so the 4th of March, we're playing at Navajo Live in San Diego. And the 7th of March, and I hope I have this correct, is going to be at the Doll Hut.
Okay. Oh, good venue.
Did I get that right?
I love that spot.
I'm sorry. I think I have it wrong. I think it's the 4th is the Doll Hut, okay, and the 7th is Navajo Live. It's on my Reverb Nation page. Can I just plug that?
Yeah, please do. That's what I was leading into. That's where I was stepping in.
Yeah, reverbnation.com/RebelRobbieMusic until I get my own site put up, which is happening soon.
Okay.
But that has the calendar.
All right.
And all the dates will be on there. And I'd love your support.
All right. And the best way that our listeners can find and purchase your music that best suits you, that best benefits you, is how?
For now, there's two songs, including the last one I just did, on the major platforms because it was through DistroKid. So that's iTunes, Bandcamp,
right,
and I think Apple Music and Spotify as well. But you should be able to look it up. I think Rebel Robbie Music will get you there.
Right, I love it. Rebel Robbie, I always love having you in studio, and you are a welcome guest. I should just give you a key to the front door here, man, because you're a welcome guest anytime.
Well, let's talk about that.
Let's talk about that key. Right. And yeah, anytime. This is your house, man. So consider this your house. Thank you so much for helping the radio station with Takeover and for lending us your great skill, your great talent, and your that wonderful giant heart of yours, man.
Thank you so much, and thanks for listening and tuning in, everybody.